From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, accusations of ethnic cleansing in Africa, this time in Sudan. But first, a day after beheading a South Korean contractor in Iraq, Islamic militants say Iraq's interim prime minister could be next. They threatened to assassinate him in a taped message on a radical Islamist website. And joining us now from Baghdad is Edward Wong of the New York Times. Edward, who made that threat?
Hi. The person who claimed the responsibility for that threat was Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, whom the U.S. has identified as a Jordanian terrorist and whom military officials here in Iraq suspect of inspiring or providing logistical support for many of the more spectacular suicide car bombs that have taken place here in Iraq.
And is he also behind or thought to be behind the beheading yesterday?
There is a group that is linked to him that claims responsibility for that beheading. The group, its name translates to basically monotheism and holy struggle, or one God and holy struggle. And that group is believed by military officials to have ties to Zarqawi. The last time that there was a similar beheading, when the American businessman Nicholas Berg was killed last month, the group that killed him put a video up on an Islamist website, and that website said something similar to the effect of "Watch Zarqawi kill this American." And so I think some people in the intelligence community then analyzed that videotape and thought Zarqawi might have been directly responsible for that. It might have been one of the men in that group. In this case, it's not clear whether Zarqawi himself is in this video or is directly responsible for this.
And what is the U.S. doing to hunt down Zarqawi?
The U.S. has been trying to close in on his network by trying to hunt down certain members, close members to him, certain aides. Last week, the interior minister here, the new interior minister, said that they had caught an aide of Zarqawi's and that they were questioning him. In the last several days, since Saturday, the U.S. basically staged two airstrikes in different parts of Fallujah, which is the very restive Sunni city 35 miles west of the capital. And each time, the U.S. has said that it was trying to target a safe house used by members of Zarqawi's terrorism network. Though they said that there's no evidence that Zarqawi himself was in the safe house or even in Fallujah. They said that it was members of his network or members linked to his network that they were targeting. And in each case, Iraqi residents in the area have said that civilians were killed in the missile attacks. The most recent one just took place a few hours after the body of the South Korean man was found near Fallujah.
So is it thought that Zarqawi is in Iraq, or could he still be in Jordan?
I believe that the U.S. thinks that he's in Iraq, but I'm not sure. They haven't indicated that they know his exact location, and probably if they did, they would be much closer to hunting him down right now.
Edward Wong of the New York Times joining us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thanks.